I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Thank you everyone for coming to this special board meeting. Roxanne's not here tonight, so I'm going to do my best to fill the big chair. It's a special board meeting with a couple of quick things that we need to take care of. I don't have any board president comments. If there's board member comments, anybody? Anything at all you want to share? Moving on to Mr. D's comments.
Okay, so I just wanted to say thank you for getting together so quickly. Tonight's purpose would be to discuss an opportunity that presented itself just last Thursday with regard to a commercial land purchase for a future bus garage. While at this point I certainly wouldn't suggest breaking ground on that project with any immediacy, as we first need to address drainage issues and we need to also address the potential of wells on campus, this is a potential opportunity that I don't think we should let pass. We should certainly talk about. The rush on this and the reason I felt it important to get together as soon as possible would be to potentially get a proposition, if agreeable to the board, on the May vote. This would require a relatively quick decision by the board, as a proposition would require public notification 4 times in the paper to meet the requirements of the New York State Education Department and New York State voting and election laws. If we can't come to a consensus, we would be looking at holding a potential special proposition vote later next year if the board decides that it does want to reconsider purchasing the property. Again, all the board would be doing if they vote yes is saying yes to putting a proposition on the May vote so that the voters can then decide whether or not they feel it's appropriate to purchase property.
So a yes vote tonight would be moving it to the community to vote on whether or not to purchase the property.
Correct, yes. So the parcel in question is located at 270 Broadway. It's the site of the former McDonald's. The property's level. It has site drainage in place as well as village water and sewer. It's commercially zoned and consists of 7.32 acres. Also sitting on Route 4, it has all the power necessary that we would then be able to bring into the facility as needed by our bus garage and the infrastructure that would be eventually built in that location. So what we have are basically two options. We can add the request to the ballot in May as a proposition to get voter approval, saying that yes, the district can utilize the money to come from unassigned fund balance. So there would be no additional cost to taxpayers.
No taxes, that's what I'm asking.
Okay. Right. The other option would be to add the request to the ballot in May as a proposition to get voter approval and use capital reserve funds. If capital reserve funds are used, there's a possibility that it could be added to the building project and we can receive building aid on the $250,000 purchase. The thing about that is, as we probably would not be great breaking ground anytime soon on the project, adding it to the capital vote and trying to get the aid back would present a problem for us, because the purchase of the property and the actual construction would be too far apart in order to get the aid. So really, our option at this point would be to utilize our unencumbered fund balance.
Isn't that already above what the state recommends for?
So it's a two-for-one type opportunity here, right? Yeah,
we're not that, right?
Yeah.
We're above the 4% threshold, as most school districts are. Each year, we have to write a corrective action plan as a result of having that additional funding above and beyond the 4%. This would help lower that reserved amount. Again, it's money that the taxpayers have already paid, and it's sitting there for the purpose of either balancing budget, purchases such as this, et cetera. So ultimately, it's a way to spend down that fund balance at the same time getting something that the district will need. As we're all aware, that bus garage is woefully inappropriate. So either way, if the board wishes to proceed, we'd need a decision ASAP. If you guys are in agreement with this, we do have a resolution on the agenda this evening. So certainly, I think it might behoove us at this point to talk a little bit about this, see where people are on this decision, and whether or not you feel it's wise to move this forward to the voters during the May proposition.
I don't know much about property prices in Whitehall, but that seems like a lot of money. Is it or no? I mean, I don't really know.
Well, like I said, the taxes just went up 100%, so you could probably bought that cheaper before the taxes went up. It would have been down. But
I can tell you that price was negotiated at a considerable sum less than that. So if it were to be listed, it would probably be for $100,000 more than it is. The other thing to take into consideration, too, is if we do not move on this, there is not another location that at least I could come up with that would fit the needs. And you have to keep in mind that the water is there, the sewer is there, the power is there. Those are all very costly measures that we don't have to take into consideration now.
There's no room here.
Yeah, and if we move to the e-buses, you're saying if they make us
move. If they make us move. We're not going willingly, Marilyn.
There you go.
Right, good.
I really don't want to be the issue with e-buses, because that's not at all why we're doing this. I mean, I've sat on Buildings and Grounds for the entire time that I've been here, and the bus garage has been an issue.
Yes.
To build anything in this swamp, you're going to spend $250,000 on soil surveys. I mean, it's ridiculous.
And there's really not a lot of room.
That's part of our need was to ensure that we had the space necessary. Mm-hmm. Should e-buses come, you have to have a pretty substantial amount of space between each of the buses where they're parked. For fire reasons, because when they go up.
But don't we have issues now, Pat? We're putting smaller tires on the gas buses,
yeah,
right? To get them on the lift, so we got issues there.
Get them in the building.
Right, that's right.
Get them in the building.
But the e-buses, you know, whether they come, whether they don't come, it doesn't change the fact that, you know, we need appropriate space. Route 4, that location is really a very good location, easy to get in and out of. You can see both directions pretty clearly. The infrastructure, including site drainage, is already in place. So those are major savings that the district wouldn't then need to be spending money on. And equally as important, that I didn't realize how deep and how flat that lot is. If you haven't really looked when you drive by, take a pull in, you know, drive into that parking lot, and take a look at how much space there is all the way out to the tree line, and as well as the width of the piece of property. A lot can be done there.
Yeah, they had it cleared back further when they used to have Mount Carmel fireworks up there. So
it's about 7.32 acres, if you were to look at the tax map, and it, you know, that's a considerable amount of land. And yes, it is a chunk of money, but we all need to keep in mind that they're not making any more land. So if you have an opportunity that presents itself, might be a good idea to.
Let's even try to put it out there and give it back to the taxpayers. It's going to be voted on, and if they don't want us to have it, you know what I mean? It's something we need. If they don't want us to have it, they're the ones that answer.
You buy a piece of farmland for 7 acres, you're going to spend more than that in the drainage, sewer, water.
And it's high ground.
That's at a premium.
I think if anybody can appreciate where we're currently sitting, you know.
Well, the blacktop is there. You can put the building garage or bus garage right out. The old building would come down, if I'm correct.
Yeah, again, that's, you know, putting the cart way ahead of the horse, but the current structure would probably be
where it would have been nice to use the current structure, but of course it's right dead center.
Well, you could take that down, still got blacktop.
The service bays, offices, those sorts of things for that facility would go there, and we could put a barn out back for all the buses.
Right.
You know, whatever way is best to lay out, but, you know, the space is certainly ample.
And that being said, not talking to bring up electric buses, but you would be in a situation there, who knows when it's going to come and who knows if it ever comes, but for that solar farm they always talk, you could always put your solar panels on top of the building then.
Mm-hmm. you know, just...
Hopefully we never get to that far.
To speak really quickly, Lori and I have been involved in several meetings and working with a state agency in regard to the solar buses. We have to do, fill out all sorts of paperwork mm-hmm. as required by the state.
Side is part of that same property, isn't it?
Yes. 7,000.
So if there was ever a need for solar, that whole hillside is wasted space. It could be solar panels. Mm-hmm.
But in regard to the buses, we did a usage report, mm-hmm. and that usage report tells us that out of the 12 buses that we have, electrified buses would work for 2 of our runs of the 12 for the first 5 years until the batteries diminish, at which point we have no buses.
And then make the Hewlett, that's for sure.
So... Two out of 12 would work for the first 5 years.
2 out of 12.
Yeah, that's...
So I don't... Ultimately, if they push this, we would have to buy double the number of buses at almost $600,000 a piece. Uh-huh. And we're not doing that. We can't. So hopefully cooler heads prevail in Albany. But again, this property purchase, we're not looking at as addressing it for the purpose of electrified buses.
Correct.
We need this even for our diesel buses because the current ones don't fit. Right now our lift is not good. We have to do some work on it to get it to pass inspection again for DOT inspections. It's not a good space. And you see how we have to park our buses. And they're not covered, and our buses are no longer the color they should be after we have them for 3 or 4 years. They're very faded. Which isn't good for them. So
it's not good for the community either. Honestly, I mean, we tried when Charlie left. We tried to hire a mechanic, and we had 4 or 5 people come in. We raised the wage benefit package a lot, and 4 or 5 people come in, and they literally laughed at the facilities. They laughed at the facilities. That wasn't something that should happen. You're trying to hire a mechanic, and they got nicer garages at their house that they work on their stock cars in. It's not good. So I think it's whenever you put something like this out, half the community is going to like it, half the community is going to hate it. But we got to start. We got to stop talking about what got us here. Start talking about what we're going to do to make it better. Really, we got to do that sooner or later. So
put it in order.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, I think it's very wise for them to be proactive on this matter. Even if it's 3-4 years down the road before a shovel goes in the ground there, if it's owned, it's owned. And you always have the ability to do what you need to do at a later date. So if there are questions, any other questions, or are you guys kind of ready
with it?
Move forward with the proposition.
I'll make the motion.
Put it on the ballot. Making a motion to put the matter before the voters.
Second.
Yep. Mr. Lambert's a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you.
Yes, thank you. I really appreciate that, and I think moving it forward to the voters is a great idea. My fingers are crossed that it passes, and we will be doing some PR to get the information out there starting as soon as possible. I'll be meeting with PR folks tomorrow, and we'll start getting the information out as quickly as possible to the community.
Yeah, and people are going to see that, and they're going to freak if they understand it's coming from money we already have.
Correct. So to be clear, we're using fund balance because we will have to put that in our the proposition.
Yeah.
Okay. So it will not cost.
Yeah, no cost to the taxpayers.
I think it's important, too, to educate people about the fund balance scenario that, we have an excess of that and that this is money that we already have. It may have a greater likelihood of, success.
Well, that's why we kept it there. We knew this was coming.
Good job, Louie.
Amen. just the idea that's why it's there.
Anything else on that? Public comments?
Of course.
Obviously, something that's happened with the garage. I think it's a great opportunity. Has there been discussion about down the road, though, 4 years from now, any development, any strategic plan, any budgeting?
Yeah, there.
Yeah,
the district has what's referred to as a building condition survey. The BCS is completed in conjunction with the school district's architects and attorneys every 5 years. On that building condition survey, it lists all the different areas, functional areas of the school district that are going to require some sort of building or specific need that would have a financial implication for the school district. As such, the board is aware of the different areas that are problematic. The Buildings and Grounds Committee talks about it regularly, and we update those documents. The bus garage has been on it since before I came as being a problem, but unfortunately it kept getting kicked down the road here and there because other bigger things came up, such as power issues, window issues, our water issue that we had happen a few years ago. So we've been catching up with other areas. Now we're able to start chipping away at some of those other areas that exist on the building condition survey, and the bus garage is one that has risen right to the top of the list at this point because we're not going to be able to use it soon. It's the building's in tough shape.
Yeah. So it has been planned. Are there any grant funding for something like this down the road, or is it something that you wouldn't build in?
What the board has done, we've got a couple of different reserves, not the one that we're talking about, the unencumbered reserve, that are set forth for purposes such as this. So we have the ability as a district to do a relatively large project at no cost to the taxpayer because we reserve those funds. So the wise thing for a school district to do is plan for those rainy days so that when large projects come about, like this one, it doesn't impact the taxpayers. Then the district continues to refund, to fund again those reserves that we diminish by doing a project. So what would happen would be down the road when it's determined that it's the time to build the bus garage, there would be money sitting there to do that work. So it's about planning, and you don't plan like just a year ahead. You're planning 4 and 5 and 6 years down the road for things that you think are going to happen.
Yeah, strategic planning.
Yep.
So as we're planning for this project, we're finishing up the heat in the elementary school and the boiler. That was their last really big project. We're currently working now on drainage in the facility and some other stuff. So there's a constant list, but like Mr. D said, when you have things like our water event or whatever that took place, we gotta shift gears in a hurry. Yeah. Anybody else? Was that it? I'm sorry.
Did I answer it okay?
Yeah.
It sounded good in my head. I don't know if you guys know.
So. No, I just.
So currently, you guys have a contract with the bus company to maintain most of the buses?
We're actually ending that contract because what we found is that the gentleman that we recently rehired over the bus garage has been doing an outstanding job keeping our buses up to date, and we haven't needed to use Leonard to the extent that we previously did. So we're ending that contract. We'll just use Leonard for warranty work.
Yeah.
Is that it? Can I get a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Second.
Mr. Pratt, thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.